The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, text number 30, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 8, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of His absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the Personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case, and again he became lord of his senses.
So, here it is explained. What is Bhagavad Gita? Gītaṁ Bhagavata. Bhagavata means by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Gita means spoken. They say sung by, you can say, but Gita means spoken by. Therefore it is called Bhagavad Gita. The instruction given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personality. Therefore it is called Bhagavad Gita. Now, Arjuna said that this science was spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we read Bhagavad Gita, then we must follow the version of Arjuna, because Arjuna directly heard Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he says that this science, Gītaṁ Bhagavata. So, why there should be interpretation? Because the person who heard directly from Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, he says that this is spoken by the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of God. So, one who is hearing directly, he is saying something, but you are saying something. You have no right. This is called parampara system. The person who heard Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna, whatever he says, that is to be accepted. You cannot interpret. This is the parampara system. So if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, then we must understand in the same way as the person who directly heard from it. This is called parampara. Suppose I have heard something from my spiritual master. So I speak to you the same thing. So this is parampara system. You cannot imagine what my spiritual master said. Or even if you read some books, you cannot understand unless you understand it from me. This is called parampara system. You cannot jump over to the superior guru, neglecting the next acharya, immediate next acharya. Just like our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called. We cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. This is not possible. We have to understand through the Goswamis. Therefore, you will find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, at the end of every chapter, the writer says, Rupa Raghu Natho Pade, what is that? Krishna Das. Rupa Raghu Natho Pade Sadajar asked, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. This is the process. He does not say that I have understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. No, that is not understood. There is foolishness. You cannot understand what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, repeatedly he says, Rupa Raghu Natho Pade Sadajar asked, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna. I am that Krishna Das, Kaviraj, who is always under the subordination of the Goswamis. Oh, this is Parampara Sishma. Similarly, Narottam Das Thakur also says, Aichaya Gosaija Taramayi Das. I am servant of that person who has accepted the six Goswamis as his master. I am not going to be servant of any other person who does not accept the way and means of. Therefore we say, we offer our prayer to our spiritual master, Rupanuga Barayate. Rupanuga Barayate. Because he follows Rupa Goswami, therefore we accept spiritual master. Not that one has become more than Rupa Goswami or more than, no. Tadero charana sevi bhakta sane bas. This is the parampara. Now, here the same thing is repeated. Arjuna, who directly heard from Krishna, sometimes some people say, it is askarida, that Arjuna heard directly from Krishna, but we don't find Krishna in our presence. So how can I accept? But it is not the question of direct presence. Because you have no idea of the absolute knowledge. Krishna's words, Bhagavad Gita, is not different from Krishna. It is not different from Krishna. When you hear Bhagavad Gita, you are directly hearing from Krishna, because Krishna is not different. Krishna is absolute. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's instruction, everything Krishna, they're all Krishna. They're all Krishna. This has to be understood. They're not different from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's form here, he's Krishna. He's not a statue, he's a marble statue, no. Is Krishna. He has appeared before you because you cannot see Krishna. You can see stone, wood. Therefore, he has appeared in that form. You think that it is stone and wood, but he is not stone and wood. He is Krishna. This is called absolute truth. Similarly, Krishna's words are also not different from Krishna. When Krishna's words are there in the Bhagavad Gita, it's Krishna. Just like the South Indian Brahman. As soon as he opened, he was illiterate. He could not read Bhagavad Gita. But his Guru Maharaj said that you shall read every day 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So he was puzzled. He said, I am illiterate, I cannot read. All right, take me take Bhagavad Gita. So, he was in the Naganath temple. He took the Bhagavad Gita and like this. He could not read. So his friends who knew him, they were joking. Well, Brahmin, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? He did not answer because he knew that his friends are joking me because I do not know him, illiterate. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he was also passing. The Brahman, he was reading Bhagavad Gita. He said, sir, I am illiterate. I cannot read. It is not possible. But my Guru Maharaj ordered me to read. What can I do? I have taken this book. This is staunch follower of Guru's word. He is illiterate. He cannot read. There is no possibility. But his Guru Maharaj ordered, he must read Bhagavad Gita daily, 18 chapters. Now, what is this? This is called Vyavasadmika Buddhi. I may be quite incomplete. It doesn't matter. But if I try to follow the words of my Guru Maharaj, then I become karma. This is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru. If one has staunch faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as much faith in the Guru, yatha devi tatha guru, then the revealed scriptures become manifest. It is not the education. It is not the scholarship. It is faith in Krishna and Guru. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhij. Not by education, but by scholarship. Never says. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru Krishna Kripa. By the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna. It is the question of mercy. It is not the question of scholarship or opulence or richness. No. The whole bhakti marga depends on the mercy of the Lord. So we have to seek the mercy. Athapi te deva padamujadyam prasada leshanu grihito evai janati tattam. Prasada lesha. Lesha means fraction. One who has received a little fraction of mercy of the Supreme, he can understand. Others, nachanna ekopi chiram vichanna. Others, they may go on speculating for millions of years. It is not possible to understand. So, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, therefore we are presenting. Because we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it was understood by Arjuna. We do not go to Dr. Radha Krishna, this scholar, that scholar, this rascal, that. No. We do not go. That is not our business. That is parampara. So Arjuna here says, Bhagavata, what I heard from, he, that personality is Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full of six opulences. I have described it many times. So he has the direct hearer, listener. He says, Bhagavata. How you can say that Krishna is not Bhagavan, ordinary person? How you can say? One who heard the message, he says, directly, this is called parampara system. This is called parampara. Evam parampara pratam imam raja saivi. So if we understand Bhagavad Gita as Krishna, as Arjuna understood, that is perfect. That is Bhagavad Gita as it is. And if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as some rascal commentator says, then you are reading something else. Rubbish. There is no meaning. You are simply wasting your time. He may be such scholar, such big politician or big, in our country, big politician, they have commented, big yogis, they have commented, big scholars, they're all useless. Take it. Useless. If you read such commentary of Bhagavad Gita, it is simply waste of time. If you actually want to study Bhagavad Gita, then, as Arjuna understands, Arjuna, he directly listened from Krishna. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, after understanding Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he said, Krishna, you are Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Parangdhava, Pavittam, Paramam, Bhavan. Bhavan, Bhavan means your Lord. You are Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma. He is Supreme Brahma. Brahma means spirit. And Brahma means the greatest. So, he has explicitly explained that spirit soul, we are all spirit soul, every one of us, man. He is the Supreme Spirit Soul. Param. Param means the Supreme. He is not ordinary. He comes as ordinary, not ordinary, as human being, but is the Supreme Human Being. That is the difference. Supreme Human. But one who cannot understand, one who thinks, well, Krishna is like us, he has got also two hands, two legs, one head, we have got also. He's like me. He is a mura, raska. Therefore it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, abhajananti manga mura. These rascal fools, they deride. Manasimtanuman. Parambhava majananta. They have no knowledge of the parambhava. So, the parambhava, that is understood by the devotee. That is the difference. Buddha bhava samannita, Krishna has said. Buddha bhava samannita, parambhava. That is bhava. Bhava means assimilation. Oh, Krishna is so great. This is called bhava. That is real understanding. When you understand really, this bhava stage, bhava bhakti, simply engaged in Krishna's service. The param bhava, the person who has not come to the stage of bhava, he cannot understand Krishna. Param bhava ajanat. The bhava stage comes. Everyone can attain that bhava state. There is process. This process is described by Rupa Goswami. How to come to the bhava stage. Bhava stage means just prior to perfection. One has come to the bhava stage, next stage is perfection. Next stage is full perfection. So how to come to this bhava state? That is, Rupa Goswami has described, adu saddha. First of all, little faith. Just like many outsiders also come here, know what these people are doing, these Krishna consciousness men. So let us see. So saddha, that is called saddha. Saddha, real saddha means complete faith. That is described by Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saddha shabde vishwas sudhiro nischa. One who has got this much faith, strong faith, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. This faith, not flickering, firm faith. Yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality. And that is called saddha. That is the beginning of saddha. If you have got still doubt, then you have not come to the stage of saddha. Superfluous. You may come. But when you actually believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if I engage myself in Krishna's service, I am perfect. Two things. That is saddha. And the more you increase this saddha, you become advanced. The beginning is this saddha. Tadu saddha. How this saddha, this faith can be increased? Sadhu sangha. If you keep yourself associated with the devotee, then this saddha can be increased. If you simply believe, yes, Krishna is Supreme Personality, but you do not live with the sadhus or devotee, then it will drop. It will finish. So just to keep the standard, the temperature, right, you must keep always yourself warm. If you go away, then your warmth is gone. Again you become cold. You see? This is the past. Sadhu sadhya, tatu sadhu sadhya. Everything is perfect. The first thing is that you must believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Yes. And to keep this faith strong and going on, you must keep association with devotees. Otherwise, whatever little faith you got, it will be lost. You become again under the clutches of Maya. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. And if you are actually associating with sadhu, then the next stage is bhajanakriya, initiation. How to worship Krishna. Then, anarthani vittisad, if you are actually engaged in devotional service, anartha, which are not required, things will vanish. Just like we ask our students, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. You simply by hearing, you cannot follow it. It is not possible. If you make bhajanakriya, if you are actually following, chanting 16 down, then you can follow the others. Otherwise, if you are spiritually weak, you cannot. That the government is spending so much money to stop this intoxication LSD in your country. We are all failure. But here, with our poor association, a person can give up immediately. Just see how much the association is strong. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu. Then after one is free from these sinful activities, then he comes to the understanding stage. So long one is sinful, he has no possibility of understanding. Jesham antagatam papam. One who is completely free from all sinful activities. Antagatam. Finished. Jisam antakatam papam janaram punyakarmana. And how you can become free from sinful activities? Unless you act piously. Because you must have some engagement. If you have no pious engagement, then you cannot become free from sinful activities. You must act. If you do not act piously, then you must act viciously. This is the way. The Mayavadi philosopher, they simply wants to stop impious activities. But they do not engage themselves in pious activities, therefore they fail. They'll fail. You must act side by side. Param drishtani vartate. If you get something better, then you can give up inferior. But if you do not get better, you cannot give up inferior. That is not possible. So, Jisam, you can give up these impious activities, provided you are engaged fully in devotional service. Otherwise, it is not possible. Simply by moral instruction, that stealing is very bad, don't steal. Nobody does. Nobody does. This is practical. One man has stolen and he is arrested. And going to the police custody. So everyone has seen. And he has heard also that the government says that if you steal, you will be punished. And in the Bible or any other religious scripture it is said that stealing is not good. So he has heard it. And he has seen it that a man who has stolen, he is going to jail. So these two things are experienced. Hearing and seeing. See, in spite of all this experience, why does he steal? Because he has no good association. He knows that stealing is bad. Otherwise, why he steals at night? Nobody can see. You know, it has been some bad thing. But why he cannot give up that bad thing? Because he is not associated with good person. That is it. The association is so. Therefore, we have named this Krishna Consciousness Society. not Krishna consciousness only. Krishna consciousness society. The society is so beneficial, you should understand. So, in this way, tato bhajana kriya anartha nivittisa. If we prosecute our devotional activities and keep association with the devotees, then we can be free from sinful activities. And when we are completely free from sinful activities, then we get nishtha. Yes, it is. Full faith. Nishtha means full faith. Tato nishtha. Tato ruchi. Ruchi means taste. Why you are hearing about Krishna? Daily the same thing we are speaking. We are speaking nothing new. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And you have to surrender. This is our whole daily business. But why you are coming to hear the same hackneyed words? Because it is very pleasing. This is called ruchi. Taste. Yes, I want to hear this repeatedly. Yes. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. I am the eternal servant. You have got a taste. Unless one gets the taste, they will say, what is this hacking word? Hare Krishna, 24 hours you can chant. Because we have got a taste. Others cannot do. This is called ruchi. And ruchi means asakti, attraction. I must go. I must chant. I must do. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha asakti, tato bhava. Then bhava. Krishna. I am associated with Krishna. Then Krishna's love. That is perfect. So those who are not attained to this stage, first stage is how to become free from sinful act, anartha. Anartha don't require, but you have habitude. And because maya is so strong, you don't require to smoke, but the maya is advertising. Here is one cool cigarette, what is this? Hot cigarette, what is this? This is called maya. We don't require it. It has no existence. There is no pleasure. But still you are attached to it. That is called maya. Illusion. That is called illusion. So we have got so nice friends all over the world, that what we do not require, that is, they are simply alluring us. Here is whiskey, here is this wine, here is that wine. Here is this woman, here is this illicit sex, here is this cigarette, here is meat eating, here this is that. So, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is the only humanitarian work who can save the human society. All are helping them to go to hell. This is the path. All are helping simply. So many innocent human beings are being slaughtered. You see? By education, by culture, by so-called society, hence it's very vicious cycle. Therefore, here it is said, Krishna Arjuna says, "Jatak sangrama murthani karokarma tamo ruddham." This nice instruction of Bhagavad Gita becomes choked up by the time called. The time, you know everyone, time's business is to destroy. You construct a very nice house, 10 years or say 5 years after, you have to again repair it, because the time has destroyed it, so many people. So time destroys. This is the business of time. Kala. And karma, our karma, because we are always engaged in sinful activities, karma, kala karma and tamo, ignorance. Ignorance. Tamo means darkness. And the symptom of tamo gun is laziness and sleep. those who are lazy and sleeping, you must know he is under the influence of tamo. And rajogun, always active, foolishly. Just like these people are running, they are rajogun. So actually, in this world, there are two gunas, raja and tam, ignorance and foolishly active. Foolish active is very dangerous. There are four classes. Lazy intelligent, busy intelligent, and lazy foolish and active foolish. The active foolish is the fourth class man. So at the present moment, they are very active, but they are all foolish. Therefore, the world is in danger. Active foolishness. Foolish, if he stops, if he does not work, it is better. But as soon as he becomes active, it becomes more dangerous. So, this rajastama bhava is prominent. There is no satogo. Goodness is very rare. The symptom of goodness is that he can see everything right. That is goodness. Prakash. Just like in sunshine, you can see everything clearly. Similarly, one who sees clearly things as they are in the goodness mode of goodness. There are three modes of the material nature. One is acting foolishly, he is rajagun. And one who does not know what is the meaning of life, simply laziness and darkness. That is tamo. Thank you very much.